Now let's lead off with Bloomington State Senator Bill Brady, who has a significant financial stake in the video gambling industry in Illinois. That's according to ProPublica. GLT's Charlie Schlenker has more.
ProPublica has been reporting on possible gambling expansion since last year. In the course of that, reporters like Jason Grotto found several top legislative leaders have been receiving payments for finder's fees in signing up businesses to host video gambling terminals. In some cases, those payments are up to $50,000 per establishment. Senate Minority Leader and Bloomington Republican Bill Brady is among those sales agents, but Grotto says Brady stands out because internal gaming board documents define him as a person with significant influence or control with Midwest Electronics Gaming, one of the larger firms.
The operators may not want to pay up front, so what they'll do is they'll say, hey, we'll just give you a percentage of the proceeds from the machine. And that raises you up to a higher level where you actually kind of have a stake in how well those machines perform.
Ellsworth, Illinois-based Midwest Electronics Gaming, according to its website, has terminals in several hundred Illinois establishments, including about half the ones in Normal and plenty in Bloomington. Grotto says Midwest Electronics Gaming made more than $80 million between 2012 and 2018. Grotto says it's not clear how much money Brady is making from his interest in Midwest Gaming.
The video gambling company pays Brady Ventures, so he disclosed Brady Ventures on his ethics disclosures, but not Midwest Electronics. You don't really get to see because, you know, he's paid from Brady Ventures, not directly from Midwest, or at least that's what he told us.
Brady would also have a financial interest in the decision before the General Assembly whether to change the tax structure for video gaming. Illinois has a very low tax rate on video gambling compared to most states, 30% instead of 50% by some.
So from what I can tell, and Illinois is not known for the strength of its ethics laws. I think it's a little squishy about whether he's required to abstain from the votes or not.
Brady declined an interview with ProPublica. I'm Charlie Schlenker.